Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John A. Horn. And I'm going to ask your attention, please, to pursue a little further the thought that we have been going over in the last few days, namely, the great salvation of God. And we have been pointing out just exactly why it is spoken of as the great salvation, and of course is put before us in this way: how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by our Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now we notice with you that this salvation is great because of the person that brought it, namely the Savior himself. And then we're going to see that it is great because of the price that was paid for it. And I'm going to ask you to think of one verse. You can look it up if you desire. It's found in the 13th chapter of the Gospel by St. Matthew, and we shall read together at verse 45, which says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." And you know, we sometimes say, "Oh, the price the Father made. Oh, the sacrifice he made. Who could tell the matchless worth of the poorest soul on earth?" Now, salvation, as we so frequently stress, costs the sinner nothing. Now, I think it's decidedly wrong when unconverted men are asked by preachers or by maybe workers who are seeking to win them for Christ, "Are you willing to pay the price?" That's wrong, friend. The price has been paid. And you'll never, never obtain the salvation of God until you come to him with empty hands. And you'll have to say, in the language of the poet, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Vile I to thy fountain fly, Savior, wash me ere I die." However, in this marvelous passage we read you, in St. Matthew, where we have the kingdom of heaven brought before us in mystery form, and I'm sure there are a great many things that ought to be of interest to all my hearers, and we could take up these parables one by one, but time would certainly not permit it. However, I want to notice now just the one thought. "And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls." And I have no hesitation in saying to you that the pearl of great price, is perhaps the most perfect picture you could find anywhere of the church which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, it is true that it cost our God nothing to create a world. He twirled those from the very tips of his fingers. He just spoke them into being. But you know, it isn't possible to bring a fallen man or a fallen woman into heaven's highest glories without paying the price of redemption. In other words, it cost our Lord Jesus Christ every drop of precious blood that coursed through his sinless veins in order that he might redeem, in order that he might purchase the least sinner to himself, or the greatest sinner to himself. Oh, what a cost. What it must have meant, for instance, to be submerged into the darkness. And when his sinless soul was enshrouded in darkness, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the full weight of an entire world, the weight of all our guilt and our sins, was laid upon the blessed Son of God. He endured the sorrow. He endured the shame. He endured the suffering. He paid the penalty in his own precious blood. And I like to think of it using the term found in the 46th verse of the 13th chapter, "When he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Oh, how much we cost him. You know, we're dear to his heart. And I wonder if you appreciate the Savior. Did you ever say, Thank you, blessed Lord, for dying for a sinner like me. I bow my heart, I bow my knees, I own you as Savior, I own you as Lord. And in turn, I now belong to you, spirit, soul, and body. Hear him, receive him, believe him today, and salvation is yours.